The Rio del Scotia Chamber of Commerce will be receiving $2,000 from the City of Rio del once an agreement has been finalized. The proposed agreement will be for 6 months, and the Chamber has asked the City to continue funding them in the future. Chamber President Nick Angeloff and City Manager Kyle Knopp created a draft scope of services that the Rio del City Council considered at their February 16th meeting. Activities would include economic development quarterly meetings, marketing efforts for activities such as Wildwood Days and the new Art Brew and Barbecue event, as well as representing Rio del at various economic development functions statewide. The Chamber would be required to submit a final report on its activities at the end of the agreement in August. This agreement is considered a trial run, and future funding will be decided after the conclusion. The City is also trying to improve its website and will be contracting with local media company Precision Intermedia. The proposed redesign and associated services, plus training for staff, is estimated to cost between $2,000 and $3,000. The City wants the website to feature a community calendar that would include City events and dates, as well as local activities, updated by the Chamber of Commerce and optimized for mobile devices. The redesigned website is part of the economic development activities being initiated by the City. Additionally, a map of available business properties in town, along with their respective zoning information, is being created as an opportunity roadmap. The map is to become part of the City efforts to market itself to commercial interests. Rio del is applying for a continuation of Measure Z funding awarded last year, as well as an additional grant. The $34,569 grant received last year was for clerical support in the police department. The City is also applying for an additional $73,325 for a community services officer position. The City states that the position would support police services by allowing officers to focus on higher-level crimes, while the new community services officer would concentrate on municipal code enforcement and animal control. The combined proposals for Measure Z funding total over $106,000 for Rio del. Habitat for Humanity is interested in giving a small parcel to the City in order to dispose of it. The lot on Monument Road is not suitable for housing due to the slope and collapsing retaining wall and sidewalk, which would require extensive engineering work to address. Habitat has offered to finance repairs to the sidewalk, fill materials, and a new fence at the site before giving it to the City. The only public benefit cited is as green space once the repairs were made and the City planted trees, which would also help secure the ground from further slides. Former City Council member Melissa Marks spoke about some of the history of this specific site and her concerns about increased liability.
And there was a water issue there that blew out the Gallaudet house. That's why there's no house there. Wasn't that what built the roadway? Was because of a storm drain? This is more than just cleaned up. There's a lot of liability you're thinking about taking on. I didn't mean to stand up. I know it's not public comment, but there's a lot of history that you're not considering the liability of the City. The Marchetti property next door is, like you said, 500. It's an illegal lot. Why didn't you just give it to him so his lot becomes a legal lot?
The City Council decided to ask Habitat to explore giving the lot to the adjacent property owner. They may still agree to take the property in the future if that doesn't work, as the City would rather be in control of the land rather than let it continue to sit without any improvements. The Rio del Planning Commission will be meeting on Tuesday, February 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to discuss their recommendations for a commercial medical marijuana ordinance. The text of the proposed ordinance is available at City Hall and online at theriodeltimes.com. Any recommendation to approve the ordinance or to ban commercial medical marijuana-related businesses outright would then go to the City Council for approval. Video of the City Council meeting and the full agenda packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, March 1st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.